Father, we thank you for this Sunday afternoon and your wonderful love. We thank you, Lord, for your provision. We thank you for how you've touched Brother Freedom and how you're helping him, Lord, that you continue the ministry as long as you desire for him to do that. We thank you for how you've touched him in his body. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help him as he brings a wonderful word today, that you'll just touch him in his body and his whole being and give him great liberty. And these listeners out there, Father, that you love so much, help them to have great understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit to hear these messages. We pray against all the blockages of all the forces that would want to resist the power of God. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you praise. We come to you with glory and honor, thanking you and loving you because you're so special. And Lord, I just pray that you speaking to me this morning, I pray that that message might come out this afternoon for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name, amen. As I was seeking the Lord this morning, well, sort of break my heart because I see a state that was so beautiful. I'm from the state of California, and I love the woods. I used to work in the woods a lot. Love being in the timber. But you know, California did something here a little while back that was against the will of God. And since that time, we've sort of had judgment coming, I believe it. And it's in the 1 Peter. A lot of Christians don't believe this, but it's in 1 Peter. It says, for the time come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what's the end of them that obey not the gospel? Obey not. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? The righteous. That's what the Lord's been telling me. It's really a heavy duty because I see so many good people. I believe it really mean well, but as I'm saying, they're a little bit too naive. They don't go looking for the bottom of the truth. And we as God's people really need to seek God in this last days. We're to walk in the Spirit, but we're also to do some searching in the Word. We're to search this Word diligently because they go together. The Spirit, the Word goes together. But I believe that judgment is here. I believe the state will never be the same again. The Lord showed me this morning, just before I went to church, this state is going to bring the whole nation down. In a year's time, there's going to be bugs, probably water reservoirs. If it rains, if it does rain, they're going to be full of mud. Dams won't be no dams no longer. It'll be just dirt. Because the mountains, they're steep. And you got to have the root system to keep those up when it rains, even when it's dry. When you have burning, it burns the roots and everything. And so the land is naked. There's another scripture in the Bible that I'd like to add to this. The Lord give me sin Revelations 16:15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. See, that's what the Lord's showing me now. There's so much people, we're showing our flesh. And we show it, as God sees it as a nakedness. He wants to cover up our flesh with his Spirit, with his righteousness. And many of us don't see that. And when we do this, we start showing pride. We show things that's not beautiful to what God's calling us to be. We find ourselves afraid when we should be strong. We find ourselves weak when we should be strong. Or we have no power. But when we make wrong choices, it hurts everyone. And nevertheless, California made a serious decision. As I understand, the same to marry in God doesn't institute that marriage that way. And I think we went down too far. The Lord started showing me this morning that it's going to keep coming. The governor's already seen it. And I know the woods. There's thousands and thousands of acres. They're black. And see, I'm going to just tell you something. Lord, just tell me out of my own heart. See, we get more automobiles on the highway every day. We get more parts of emissions, but we're losing what cleans it. The trees are what cleans it. Without the trees, there's no, it's going to be a terrible place to live in California. Talk about heat. Next year, the Lord said it's going to be hotter than ever been. And there'll be no, there, all the, up here in the timber is going to be bugs because they're not going to be able to get those, all that dead stuff out of the woods this year. So it'll be bug infected. And that's going to bring that compound. Then if it rains, the water's going to come off those steep places and it brings dirt with it. And the Lord showed me that the many highways won't be able to, it'll be mud all over the highways. Talk about catastrophes, we're going to have it. Illinois and back in that country are the opposites. They got so much rain, they have no homes. We had got so dry, we got our homes burned away. It's just things are mixed up. And men don't see it. I heard some of the biggies on TV this morning. They was even saying, well, you know how to, one of the biggest ones, in the everybody, I thought, oh, just how to really achieve in this life. You know what we should be doing? Like Jonah went to Nineveh, we should have sackcloth and ashes seeking God. That should be our desire. And the Lord also told me, when we go to church and sing those beautiful choruses, what we do, we annul the conviction that God puts in our heart. We go home happy. We're blessed. But it wasn't for me to be blessed. God chastises those whom he loveth. He's more caring about your living in heaven than having a little luxury on earth that you have a little funds where you go to church at. It's not really by God. It's by self. And when this happens, you lose the move of God. The move of God is all we have to work by. Because this word, it takes the Spirit to move with it. And we're blessed as long as we put God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, they work together as a team. And when we misdo God's laws, we're in trouble. I'm learning on my body. I don't know how much longer I even got, but I've got to where I can't breathe real well. And I passed out basically right after the sermon the other day. And I'm going to do the very best I can because eternity's forever. And I sure wouldn't want to slough off this last moment and miss it. Would you? Out there, you got to hang on to that last second. You're like a drowning man. You're going to hang on until you get out. Satan wants to bring us down. God wants to bring us up. The glory wants to bring you back to respond to God's power, to respond to his direction, to respond to his leadership, his calling, his very blessings that make us rich and he adds no sorrow with it, that we can cast all of our cares upon him for he cares for us. It says, be sober. Sober is very needful. Be vigilant. You know, I see people in churches acting, I think it's shameful because it's no respect of God. You know, we used to, in Holiness Church years ago, they worshiped God. Now we've got so charismatic that we're just like a bunch of little kids. You know, I thought about this morning, God gave me a vision a few years back, and I'm not sure it's what's happening already. In that vision, they had the platform instead of this auditorium. And the church activity, it was made that, you know what? They got up there with their fancy clothes on, and pretty soon, everything that was, all you see is little evil things. And that whole floor opened up, and that whole gigantic stadium went out to hell. I thought about that this morning. How terrible. Those were Christians. You know, if we lose our salvation, then we'd better never been born. If we lose what God has given us, we got to hang on to it. We got to commit to it. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. He is our guideline. He was the one who will keep us on a constant, as a compass towards heaven. Without it, we're going to sideline. We're going to find ourselves in the ditch. We're going to find ourselves in trouble. But with the Holy Ghost, he'll take you through. And I truly believe that America needs to wake up. Iowa, a wonderful state, had troubles, totals. You know those people will never get some of their crops in this year? And some will never get them planted? See, that's not normal. Normal is you used to be normal. I used to do farm myself a little bit when I was young. You put the seed in the ground and you had a crop. Now you wonder. Now you really wonder. From now on, farm by more than one to wonder. What it's going to bring? There's going to be starvation upon this earth that's never been felt. There's going to be problems upon this earth that the devil is going to come down and he's going to have the answer. That's why the Antichrist is coming. Because he has the answer for man. But God's the answer, and you need to get ready now because I believe God's coming back very soon to take his people home. He says, they that wait for that time, God will keep you in that day of temptation, which will come upon the whole earth. God will keep you. Revelation 3:10. Have you kept the commands of God? God will bless you. He'll strengthen you. He'll help you and encourage you. I'm going to close very shortly, but we really need to pray. Seek God. The Bible says, from those that turn away from the Spirit of God, from such that turn away from God, we're separate ourselves from them. And I believe it. You know, I learned this before, and I've learned for quite a few years. It's disrespectful to associate with someone that harms your family or someone like that. If there was someone that would just come down and do your family in, it'd be your duty to say, hey, I don't want you to come around here no longer. You stay away. But see, as Christians, we let everything walk on God. We don't see God's side. And that's what God's saying. Hey, my children, you're supposed to be so close to me. It's you're looking for me. God made us power that we could, he gives us the tools to do it. But with his tooling, we can protect God's relationships. And what it is now, his relationships are going down the slides. They're going out into lost things. They're going into lost adventures. You know, I seen this morning, pride on people's faces. I had to leave a service. It was so prideful. Oh, they had the right answers. They had the right things. I mean, it was just, you could feel it. Just feel it. And I just walked out. I had a good excuse. The Lord says, you just leave, please. I said, okay, I'll go. God bless all of you. I love all of you. But we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher and the keeper of our faith. God will never fail you. I love you. God bless you and love you, love you, love you. And God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Till we meet each other in heaven or whatever, God bless you mightily in Jesus' name.